Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has delivered his New Year's message, acknowledging the painful recent history of the Bondi Beach attack. He says he hopes people are counting down to the new year with family or with loved ones around them. The Prime Minister paid tribute to the 15 victims of the terror attack at Bondi, but says the response to that horror has given him faith that the people of Australia will pull together to face the challenges of 2026.
The joy that we usually feel at the start of a new year is tempered by the sadness of the old. Following the terror inflicted on Jewish Australians at Bondi Beach, our hearts ache for every life lost. Yet what Bondi also showed us was the best of the Australian spirit in all its courage and compassion. And that is why I'm optimistic and determined that in the new year we will rise to meet the challenges ahead of us in the same way Australians always do, by working together and looking after each other.
Premier Chris Minns has condemned the rise in Islamophobia following the Bondi Beach attack, warning racism will not be tolerated in New South Wales. Mr. Minns says police are on high alert after reports of racist abuse and attacks targeting members of the Islamic community, including girls wearing headscarves on public transport. He says hate speech laws apply to everyone and offenders will face the full force of the law.
It is disgusting to think that anyone could blame a young person, a young member of our community, a young Islamic girl, for the actions of two people in Bondi Junction a couple of weeks ago. That is appalling. It'd be like blaming Ahmed Al-Ahmed for the actions of those terrible terrorists on the 14th of December when we all know he's an absolute hero. So I just want to make it clear that racism will not be tolerated. It's not vigilantism, it's not retribution, it's hateful racism in our community.
The Premier says New South Wales Police will act swiftly against any acts of racial vilification, regardless of whether it is anti-Semitism or Islamophobia or any other type of racism. Authorities in New South Wales have reiterated water safety warnings ahead of New Year's Eve, with 182 rescues carried out over the past week. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Jihad Dib says people must be sensible around water and remember some simple rules. These include swimming between the flags, ensuring children remain supervised at all times, and not overestimating swimming ability. Mr. Dib says anyone planning to drink or go on boats should be sensible and follow all necessary precautions.
Last but not least, at this time, if you're going to have some alcohol, don't mix the alcohol and going in for a swim. Make sure that you're being cautious. If you're out on the waterways on a boat, take through all of your safety checks. Make sure you let somebody know where you're going. Make sure that you're also very familiar with the place that you're going, that your boat is in really good condition.
Police divers in the Northern Territory are entering waters where a crocodile was spotted as the search continues for the body of a man seen near a naval base. On Sunday night, police were alerted about a body seen floating in the water near an anchored military vessel in Darwin Harbour. Authorities say the body was last seen submerging, with air rescue helicopters spotting a crocodile in the surrounding waters. Police want information from anyone who may hold concerns for a person who has failed to attend appointments or has been uncontactable, particularly in the Darwin Harbour area. Tropical cyclone Hayley has crossed Western Australia's Kimberley coast as a Category 3 system, bringing destructive winds and heavy rainfall to the state's north. The eye of the cyclone crossed the Dampier Peninsula coastline north of Broome around 5 p.m. yesterday evening, Tuesday. The Bureau of Meteorology says the storm is producing wind gusts of up to 170 kilometres per hour and warns that heavy rainfall is expected with possible flash flooding, continuing today, Wednesday. Residents in Beagle Bay, Cockatoo Island and Derby have been warned it's too late to leave, and those living in older homes or caravans are being urged to move to their nearest evacuation centre or another safe location. Senior meteorologist at the Bureau, Sarah Scully, outlines some of the potential hazards.
Potential impacts with this system include the potential for trees to be down, large trees, property damage with those destructive winds, as well power lines down causing power outages, heavy rainfall that may lead to flash flooding, but as well waves and unusually high tides being whipped up by the system. And there's also hazardous driving conditions with the potential for roads to be closed as roads become impassable.
A man has died in floodwaters in Queensland's far north after monsoonal rainfall over the Christmas period. Police were called to a submerged vehicle in the town of Normanton yesterday, Tuesday, where the man in his 70s was found deceased. Meanwhile, disaster relief has been activated for five councils across northern Queensland to support local governments with clean-up and recovery, including emergency roadworks. Heavy rainfall and life-threatening flash flooding is continuing in the north, cutting off 37 roads. Queensland Premier David Christofoli is urging those affected to use the government's disaster website for the most accurate and up-to-date information.
One of the things that the local community and the local mayors have asked me today to express to people is the importance of going on that website. Google Maps doesn't know where the local impacts are. They're headquartered a long, long way away. So listen to the locals who know, and they are providing the information in real time about what roads are accessible.
And now in sport, a protest lodged by a rival yacht could yet derail a French duo's bid for overall victory in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, following allegations of a breach of sailing rules. French sailors Michael Quintin and Yann Rigol currently hold the fastest handicap time after steering their 35-foot yacht BNC across the line early on Tuesday, 30th of December, after four nights at sea, putting them in line for the Tattersall Cup. However, the yacht Min River, which sits second on the overall standings, has lodged a protest, alleging the French entry breached complex sheeting sails regulations relating to the configurations of its sail setup. Race officials are now considering the protest, which could determine whether the French pair's apparent victory is upheld. And now for today in the weather, Perth is sunny at 17, Broome is seeing possible showers at 29, the Tiwi Islands a possible storm at 27, Darwin is also seeing a possible storm at 29, and Brisbane is seeing cloud clearing at 25, Cairns is seeing showers at 27, Sydney possible rain at 22. Canberra is seeing a possible storm with thunder at 21. Melbourne is cloudy at 15. Hobart is also cloudy at 13. Adelaide is partly cloudy at 15. And that wraps up the newest in news, sport, and weather for today. You're listening to NITV Radio.